Sí, hello, buenas tardes. Me llamo Tony, le estoy hablando de Opinion Research y estamos realizando una breve encuesta de opinión pública en su comunidad y nos gustaría conocer su opinión. Este es para las elecciones del alcalde del condado de Miami-Dade y comisiones del condado. Es una encuesta bien corta.
Sí, pero ¿cuál es el candidato? Porque yo no estoy muy segura que estoy siguiendo
aquí se lo voy a mencionar los candidatos, porque son varios los candidatos.
Pero entiendo que la alcaldesa se postuló de nuevo, ¿no? La señora Cava.
Sí, ajá. Sí. Uh-huh. Ella está en la boleta también.
Porque es que yo voto republicano, le digo francamente. Estoy tan
decepcionada. Sí, ese es bipartidista.
Ah, okay. Pero okay. No sé cuál es el candidato republicano.
Yo se lo voy a leer porque todos son bipartidistas y usted va a conocer los nombres.
Okay.
Aquí vamos. ¿Le gustaría hacerlo en español o en inglés?
Me da lo mismo.
Okay, si lo quiere se lo puedo hacer en inglés porque ¿verdad?
¿Es más fácil para usted?
Es más fácil, ¿eh? Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Okay, if you have already voted by absentee mail in the ballot, you can indicate that as well. Okay, would that be, I am definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, or I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I am registered and I am likely to vote.
Okay, very likely to vote. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
I remember voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote, a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary election on Tuesday, August 20th? Would that be I will vote at my polling place on election day, I will vote by mail with the absentee mail in ballot, or I will vote early in person, a designated early?
In person.
Would that be early? Early, right?
Yes, but in person.
Okay. Okay, in person. Yes, ma'am. Okay, and then with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Republican, okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your main racial background? Are you African-American or Black, Asian, Asian-American, White, or Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Hispanic.
Oh, Hispanic. Okay, and what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65. Actually, I'm
okay.
73.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and you will now be, giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. The first one will be Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, what about Richard Prashnik?
What? Excuse me?
His name is Richard Prashnik.
No. I don't know him.
Never heard of him. Okay, what about Raquel Regalado?
It's favorable. Favorable.
Very favorable or just somewhat?
Favorable. It's favorable.
Okay. Cindy Lerner.
I have heard of her, but I don't know her very well.
Oh, so no opinion, right?
No opinion.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I remember now if the primary, election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eddie Rojas, Miguel Quintero, Daniela Levin Cava, Carlos Garin, Shlomo Denzinger, Manny Seed, or Alexander Atola?
No, none of them.
You wouldn't vote for none of them?
No.
Not even, you asked me for Daniela Levin Cava.
No, but I don't I don't want to vote for her.
Okay, no problem. I'm just making sure, okay? So none of those, you okay?
Mm-hmm.
I remember even you know, if you had to choose today, which candidate are you, like, lean towards at this time? Would that be Eddie Rojas, Miguel Quintero, Daniela Levin-Cava, Carlos Garin, Shlomo Dessinger, Manny Seed, or Alexander Atola?
No, I have to get informed, because I don't vote for Democrats, but also I don't vote for a Republican that I don't know. I have to, you know, otherwise I don't vote. And I.
Okay, no problem, man. Okay, now if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held, you know, today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Presnick, Cindy Lerner, or Raquel Regalado?
Raquel Regalado.
Raquel Regalado. Okay, man. And would you say that you're definitely voting for her, or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Could you hold a moment? Because
sure.
I was waiting for a call. 1 second.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. I'll wait for you.
Okay, I can pass that call. It's not the one that I was waiting for.
Okay, no problem.
Okay,
and would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
No, definitely.
Definitely, okay. And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes or no?
No, because I have been busy with some other things.
Oh, okay. And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign about Miami-Dade County Commission?
No, actually no.
No, oh no, okay. All right, ma'am, and the last few questions are for demographic questions before we finish classification purpose only, okay? If you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I am conservative, a moderate conservative.
So be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
No, somewhat.
Somewhat conservative. All right, ma'am, and what is your last grade of formal education that you have completed? Would that be less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with a, you know, associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's degree or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
5 years degree. In Colombia, I was an attorney.
Okay, so be postgraduate, okay? All right, ma'am, and then what is your national ancestry?
My national what?
Ancestry. You say Colombian, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Originally,
Colombia.
That's my country. My original country.
Yes.
But I am American right now. I have a
But this is just like your national ancestry, you know, wherever you come from.
Colombia.
Okay. That's what they're asking. Since you're
okay.
Hispanic. Okay, and your home, do you always speak Spanish?
I think that I have to finish because I think that they are calling me.
Yes, ma'am. This is only like two more questions, okay? Two or three more questions,
okay.
And we're done.
All right.
In your home, do you speak Spanish, speak Spanish and speak English at the same time, speak Spanish and English equally? Mostly speak English, you know, but speak some Spanish or always speak English?
No, Spanish and sometimes French.
Okay, so with this, would that be English and Spanish? Because I don't have the French one. But
okay, so then
mostly
English,
speak
and Spanish.
Spanish. Okay,
huh?
Speaking.
Señor.
Okay, ma'am, this concludes the survey. Okay, thank you
very
much for your time.
Okay,
bye bye.